At his home in Paducah, Kentucky, Mr. Truman's running
congratulatory letters to both President Truman and Senator Barclay, wishing them success in the solution of our great national problem. The result of the election yesterday should be cheerfully accepted by everyone as the voice and the will of the American people.
In New York, the one-time Democratic National Chairman says very bluntly,
Mr. Truman took a stand on a number of the important issues in the campaign. Took a stand on the heart of the Labor Act, whether you like it or not, he took a position, the Taft-Hartley Labor Act. He took a position on a lot of other measures, so there wasn't any question in the minds of those who heard him and saw him and listened to him over the radio as to where he stood on many of the important issues that confronted the voters.
And Mr. Dewey didn't.
And Mr. Dewey didn't. Mr. Dewey did in this campaign what he's done in many other campaigns and got away with it. He pussyfooted back and forth. He said all things to all men, and he talked in generalities and platitudes and what he was going to do, but he never just put his finger on where he stood.
Big Jim adds it's something for future candidates to remember. You can't evade the issues and get elected. All Independence, Missouri. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and my fellow townsmen and citizens of this great county named after Andrew.